Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that you are able to join me today and that we're able to spend these next few minutes together. Well, we are rapidly approaching the Christmas holidays, and as I sought the Lord for what He would have me share, He brought to mind some revelation that He gave me some years ago, which has great spiritual significance for us as believers today. As you listen today and the rest of the week, I pray that you'll be blessed with the richness of Scripture. God's Word is like a diamond. Every time you look at it, you can see some new, brilliant, beautiful aspect that you never saw before. And everything in Scripture, I believe, is significant. Sometimes we can read something and we may not get a whole lot out of it, but that doesn't mean there's not rich, precious gems to be mined from that Scripture. Sometimes I really believe in the Lord in His goodness and in His mercy, who desires us to grow and instruct us in the knowledge of righteousness and walk in the ways of the Lord, that He knows when we're able to receive truth. So that's why many times you can read a scripture and you don't really register, and all of a sudden one day you read a scripture you've read before and it has a whole new meaning and significance for you. Why? Because of where you're at in your life, it is the time for you to receive that revelation. And the Holy Spirit is so marvelous. He is so skilled and proficient in knowing when we can receive truth. He is the Spirit of truth. And so when our hearts are ready, He opens Scripture to us. And so as we are celebrating the Christmas holidays, I'd like for us to look at a few verses, a very familiar passage found in the book of Matthew. And these few verses I'm going to share with you involve the account of the wise men. Now, for generations, as we've had manger scenes, there's always the baby Jesus and Joseph and Mary, and the wise men are gathered around as He's lying there in that manger crib. However, factually and historically, the wise men didn't visit Jesus the night of His birth, because it speaks of at a later point in time that the wise men saw the child Jesus in a house, and that's after they had stopped to see King Herod. And so obviously the child was there, had some time had elapsed from the moment of His birth. And so let me share with you now chapter 2, verse 9 of Matthew. This refers to the wise men. When they had heard the king, and that was, of course, King Herod, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, in just these few verses, as I had been meditating before the Lord gave me such rich, deep meaning in this visit of the wise men and what they did. There's a beautiful illustration for the life of the believer, I believe, in the incident of the wise men. Frequently you see that little bumper sticker or saying that wise men still seek Him. Well, that certainly is true. And so let's look at this event. What can we learn about this brief passage in Scripture that talks about wise men coming to visit the child Jesus? Well, first of all, we know that they were from a far country. They were wise men of the East. They were scientists and scholars of their day who had been studying the heavens. And it was because of this unusual star and of their experience and knowledge that they realized that a king was born. And this, we don't understand a great deal of the mechanics of this, except we know that whatever they saw, it led them a great distance to the actual location where the child Jesus and Mary and Joseph were. John, the first chapter, verse 11 says, "He came unto his own, but his own received him not," referring to Jesus. And the Lord is revealed to those who seek him. God never pushes himself on anyone, but if we are in sincerity of heart, honestly looking for the reality of God, looking for a relationship with the Almighty, he will reveal himself to those who are seeking him. He will not turn away an honest and sincere heart. And just as we came from a far country, we were lost in trespasses and sin, we were residing in the kingdom of darkness, yet the star of David, hallelujah, that bright and the morning star, Jesus, brought us to a saving knowledge of the Lord's redemption. Psalm 14 and 2 says, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God." Just like the wise men, those of us who have said yes to the Lord, we've had the privilege and the honor of having relationship with the Creator. Psalm 27 and 8 says, "When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." Hebrews 11 and 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So they were wise men. They were kings in their own right. And you know, the book of Revelation refers to the believers as having been made kings and priests unto our God. We've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, and he has made us kings and priests unto the Lord God. So what can we learn? First of all, they were from a far country, and also that they brought appropriate and acceptable gifts to the newborn king. They were wise men. They were men of scholarship, men of learning, but also the gifts they brought were very expensive gifts. So they were also men of affluence, and they brought the best that they could bring to this newborn king. And it's of great interest if we reflect on who the wise men were, what they did, why were they coming. It's very interesting to look that in these gifts that they presented to the Lord Jesus, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, that the actual qualities and characteristics of each of these gifts that they presented, they are very significant and meaningful to us. They reflect traits and attributes which should be in the life of every believer. So these gifts, and I'm going to be sharing with you the meaning of what does the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh mean. We won't have time to do it on today's broadcast, but we will develop this as the Lord allows later in subsequent broadcasts. So there's a spiritual significance, but also there was a very practical provision by the hand of God, because as we know, Herod, there was the massacre of the innocents. He tried to kill the baby Jesus, and then the actual provision that was provided by the kings, the gold, frankincense, and the myrrh, enabled the Holy Family to be able to take that flight into Egypt and supplied for their needs undoubtedly. So there's, again, like the Lord, there's always multiple purposes in whatever he does. Praise God. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Well, I want to stop here, and on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to go right into what does the gift of gold represent? That first gift that was presented to Jesus, let me just share this, was I believe represents a life that is holy, purely and completely surrendered to the Lord. And we'll look a little more into that on tomorrow's broadcast, and I hope that you'll be able to be with us. But for now, I'd like to share some letters that have come in recently and invite you to be a part of UCM spiritual family. There's a sister writing recently from Fremont, California, and she says, "Praise the Lord, Sister Judith Glass. I'm so very sorry for not writing for a very long time, but I've been listening to you about 2.5 years. You've been a blessing in my life. Your letters and also hearing you over the radio has helped encourage my heart. I can truly feel God's spirit of love. I thank you for yielding to His spirit and letting it flow. Thank you for all your letters and all your prayers. I greatly appreciate it very much. God bless you." A sister writing, signing love from Fremont, California. And then also a letter coming in recently from a sister writing from Gilroy, and she says, "Dear Sister Judith, I just wanted to include a personal note of thanksgiving for the blessing you have been to me throughout this year, as always. Your words of encouragement are always divinely timely," and she has in parentheses, try to say that 3 times fast, "and I often share them with my fiancé in South Africa, as well as with a sister-in-law here in California. I send you prayers for God's blessings, your dearest heart's desires," and she closes her name, signing, "Love you," a sister writing from Gilroy. Praise God. Well, the announcer is going to give you our mailing address, and I invite you also to become a part of my spiritual family and be blessed as these have been in the Lord with the ministry of correspondence that He has given. I seek the Lord for every letter, and it's designed specifically to encourage your heart and to inspire your faith and to believe the Lord for His great blessings and benefits in your life. Praise God. I want to thank you, UCM partners, for your prayers. Your faithfulness has been such an encouragement and blessing to my heart. God bless you for your financial help as well, Dr. Merrill. This is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.